Yeah, for sure. We know he didn't bring it on in the third, and to give up a lead like that. But it's gonna be a tough test against Philly, and hopefully we can make it a good one.
What does the video of Philly show you about what the challenge you can expect tonight?
Well, obviously they got a lot of skill. They got some high-powered, forwards like Giroux, and they have to be aware of that. And they play a solid game. They're going to come hard. They're fighting for a playoff spot, and hopefully we can derail that a little bit.
Mark's the added bonus at all schedule-wise with that early game in Buffalo. Do you guys feel a little bit more rested today?
Yeah, obviously it makes it a little nicer when you get a little bit more of a day to relax. So it definitely helps.
With you guys mathematically eliminated now, there might start to be talk of world championship rosters and things like that. Would that interest you at all, if Canada?
It's not even the end of the season. Obviously, I love playing for my country, but it's not even the end of the season yet, so that's really not on the radar yet.
Yeah. What are you looking to accomplish here, personal-wise, just over these last six games, if there's anything that you still want to do?
Well, it's for pride. Being tough to get into the playoffs, it's pride. You know, we can derail some playoff hopes. We can show what we have as players individually and as a team, and try to create that identity a little bit. So each game there's something to work for, and that's what we're going to do again tonight.
How much are you still thinking about 30?
Obviously, it's still always on my mind. But it's to win hockey games. It's to try to become a better player each and every day, and that's the focus.
Have you reached your personal goals?
There's still 7 games left, so there's a lot of hockey left, and won't know until the end of the season.